This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 12 individuals, including Chief Secretary Baikunth Arial. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on sharing benefits of democracy to lives of all caste and communities. Concerned ministers continue responding to lawmakers' queries on appropriation bill. And attacks on police officers, churches and synagogues in Russia's North Caucasus Republic of Dagestan leave many people dead. Now the news in detail. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a 386.7 million rupees corruption case against 12 individuals, including Chief Secretary Baikunth Arial. Special Court spokesperson Thanabahadur Karki informed that the case was filed at the court charging them with the corruption in printing of excise duty sticker. Chief Secretary Arial, the then chairman of the Security Printing Development Committee and Secretary of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, joined Secretaries Ritesh Kumar Sakye and Tankar Prasad Pandey, and then Executive Director of the Security Printing Center, Bikal Powdil, have faced the corruption case. Others made defendants in the same case are Ganesh Bikram Sahi, Rabindra Prasad Powdil, Safal Shrestha, Hari Ballabh Khimire, Bishnu Prasad Gautam and Sakti Prasad Shrestha. Likewise, contract-winning company for the printing excise duty sticker, Print Cell Private Limited, and its director Keshav Sharma have also been made defendants in the corruption charge sheet. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said the benefits of democracy should be linked to the lifestyle of all castes and communities. Addressing a meeting of the National Foundation for Development of Indigenous Nationalities yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal stressed the need for ensuring the rights of the indigenous communities by keeping their tradition alive. Prime Minister Dahal recalled that under the policy of social justice and inclusion, the right to live with dignity has been ensured with the identity of the indigenous communities. The head of the government also stressed the need for protecting and developing an open museum and model cultural heritage targeted at the indigenous community for the preservation of their culture and their mother tongue. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has demanded the government arrest G.B. Rai, who is alleged over the cooperative fraud. In yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, Nepali Congress lawmaker Bishwa Prakash Sharma expressed his concern over no progress regarding the arrest of accused Rai. He demanded prompt action to arrest Rai, citing that Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs, Ravi Lamichane, has already informed about the location tracking of Rai. Lawmaker Sharma also expressed his concern over the transfer of the police officials involved in the investigation into the Surya Darshan cooperative scam. Likewise, the CPNUML chief whip Mahesh Bartaula expressed his concern over the death of Sukh Bahadur Titu in a police firing along the buffer zone of Parsa Wildlife Reserve for no reason. The Nepali Congress lawmaker Pradeep Powdil urged the government to address the concerns of the Federal Parliament staff. He also drew the Parliament's attention to the need for addressing the voices of citizens agitating for a long time for the conservation of the Chure region. The National Assembly lawmakers have objected the government's decision to make the submission of the National ID card mandatory to receive Social Security allowance. Airing their views in the special hour of the National Assembly yesterday, the lawmakers criticized the government's decision and demanded prompt correction. Lawmaker Jitjang Basnet said the decision to make the submission of the National ID card in place of the citizenship to receive the old age allowance was going to create an inconvenience for the beneficiaries. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भन, अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु, यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to more news now. A three-member committee has been formed under the coordination of Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Padam Giri, to respond to the demands of the employees of the Federal Parliament Secretariat. The decision was made in a meeting held yesterday at the initiation of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda at his official residence in Balwatar. Federal Parliament Secretary General Padma Prasad Pandey and Finance Secretary Madhu Kumar Marasini have been nominated as the members of the committee. Speaker Devraj Khimire is said to have been engaged in formal and informal discussions with the bodies concerned regarding the concerns of the Federal Parliament Secretariat employees. Minister for Defence Hari Prasad Dupreti has stressed on strengthening national security. Responding to the queries raised in course of the deliberations on the Appropriation Bill 2024, the Defence Minister insisted that initiatives had been started to bolster up the entire national security through a strong coordination among all the security agencies. The Defence Minister informed the lower house that a bill related to the national security had been formulated and was in the process of implementation. The Pokhara Metropolitan City PMC has announced the Pokhara for All Seasons scheme to attract tourists and boost tourism businesses. The program will be implemented in partnership with the private sector to attract visitors to the city famed for lakes and enchanting landscapes. Similarly, the PMC is to observe 2025 as the Visit Pokhara year. Mayor Dhanaraj Acharya shared this information while unveiling the Metropolitan City's annual policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2024-25 yesterday. The Metropolitan City will coordinate with the federal government, provincial government and the private sector to attract at least 1.5 million tourists in the year 2025. An action plan will be devised to implement the Tourism Capital Pokhara Integrated Strategy so that the plan development would be forwarded in Pokhara, the provincial capital of Gandaki province, according to Mayor Acharya. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Attacks on police officers, churches and synagogues in Russia's North Caucasus Republic of Dagestan have left many people dead. Gunmen targeted the cities of Derbent and Makhachkala on the Orthodox festival of Pentecost. The dead include at least 7 police officers, a priest and a security guard. 6 of the attackers are dead and police are hunting for others. The attackers have not been identified, but Dagestan has in the past been the scene of Islamist attacks. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places of Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province. Heavy rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Kosi Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 12 individuals, including Chief Secretary Baikunth Arial. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on sharing benefits of democracy to the lives of all caste and communities. Concerned ministers continue responding to lawmakers' queries on appropriation bill. And attacks on police officers, churches and synagogues in Russia's North Caucasus Republic of Dagestan leave many people dead. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.